Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise and thank God that we all can come here to worship God together. We also praise and thank God this morning we have the Shu family here to worship with us.
我们也非常感谢真神今天早上我们有那个有些弟兄的家人和我们在这边一同聚会。
Yeah, because I haven't seen them for a while.
那我们很久没有看到他们了。
Thank God they're all grown up and they're all big already, all the brothers.
那我们看到陆续的弟兄们。
So this morning I'd like to share with you the truth about holidays.
那今天早上我们来讲一讲节日的道理。
Actually, why we as a chosen people need to be careful what holiday we should observe or not?
那为什么我们作为神的选民，我们要来谨慎哪些节日我们可以遵守呢？
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18.
我们来看生命记18章。
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9 to verse 14.
创世记18章第9节到第14节。
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9.
18章第9节。
When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abomination of those nations. Verse 10.
第10节,
there shall not be found among you anyone who make his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft or soothsayer, or one who interpret omens or sorcerers. Verse 11.
11节,
or one who conjures spells or medium or spiritus, or one who call up the dead. Verse 12.
12节,
for all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of this abomination, the Lord your God drive them out from before you. Verse 13.
13节,
you shall be blameless before the Lord your God. Verse 14.
14节,
for this nation which you will deposit, listen to soothsayer and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. So we can see that this is God's message to the chosen people.
所以我们在这里看到神对他选民所发表的一段谈话。
Because during that time, the chosen people need to inherit the promised land.
在那个时候，神的选民要来继承所应许之地。
But as they inherit the promised land, God warned them not to follow the way of those people who live in there.
但是在那个时候，神要他们不可以遵守异邦的恶俗。
Because everything they do is abomination to God.
因为他们所做的是在神眼中看为所可憎恶的事。
Because when they do witchcraft, this is abomination to God.
因为像行邪术，这个是神所憎恶的。
When they do sorcery, this is also abomination to God.
他们用法术，这个是神所憎恶的。
So many things that they do actually is not according to God's will.
那很多他们所做的并不是神的旨，遵照神的旨意。
So nowadays, the same thing for us.
今天对我们来讲也是一样。
Of course, there's many things that the world do that we also should not do.
在今天在世上，很多世上人做的，我们不应该做。
Because we as a chosen people of God, we need to be blameless.
因为作为一个神的选民，我们必须圣洁无瑕。
We need to be righteous before God.
我们在神的眼中必须是公义的。
And only then we can live a life to please God.
只有这样子，我们才可以过着一个取悦神的生活。
Of course, if you think about all the holidays in this world.
那如果我们想象这世上很多的节日。
Some holidays are very neutral in a sense that actually you don't need to celebrate, you don't want to, and if you want to celebrate, you can do it.
那有一些节日它比较中性，如果你想要庆祝的话，你也可以；你不想要遵守的话，也没有关系。
For example, let's talk about Christmas.
就好像我们首先要来谈这个耶诞节。For
me, when I first came to this country, I used to love Christmas.
当我刚到美国的时候，我是很喜欢这个节日的。Because
during that time, my parents were quite poor.
在那个时候，我的父母很穷。
So during Christmas time is the only time that I really can receive some toys and stuff for me to play.
那只有在这个耶诞节的时候，我才可以拿到一些玩具当做礼物。
So as a young boy, every time during Christmas, many people would give me many gifts.
那我还是一个小男孩，那个时候耶诞节一到，很多人都会给我玩具当礼物。
So during that time, I felt very happy.
所以我就觉得非常的快乐。
After when I was adopted,
那当我被收养了之后，
Christmas become very burdensome for me.
那这个耶诞节就变得负担很重。
Because during that time, my mother, she used to love to put all the decoration all over the house.
那个时候我的母亲她非常喜欢在耶诞节的时候来装饰房子。
And during that time, my house was like 5,000 square foot, right? So huge. And not also the outside, we need to decorate something too.
啊，那个时候我们家的房子大概5000平方尺，很大，那外面也要装饰，就很累。
Because in Boston, December it gets very cold.
啊，尤其在波士顿，十二月是很冷的时候。
So every time I have to carry hundreds of different dolls, right? Different things I'd go outside and you know make sure to put it outside to decorate outside.
啊，那个时候我要带着各种不同的装饰品到外面去安装这些装饰品。
I remember one year that there's a big storm in Boston.
啊，那我还记得有一年还是暴风雪的时候。
And the snowman that I put up, the Santa Claus that I put up, it just flew all over the place.
啊，那我把这个圣诞老人还有这个雪人的一些装饰品绑在外面，却飞得到处都是。
And there were times baby Jesus have no idea where baby Jesus was, right? Because it was the storm was so big, they just flown all over the place.
啊，甚至我放了这个耶稣小婴儿的装饰品，也不晓得飞到哪边去了。
So from then on, actually Christmas is very burdensome for me.
啊，从那个时候开始，我每次到圣诞节都觉得很累。
And then when I got older, when I was married, Christmas become very expensive.
啊，那当我长大结婚，圣诞节又变得很昂贵。
As you know, I have many relatives.
因为我有很多的亲戚。
I remember the year before we came to know to Treaty Church, we spent almost $2,000 just for present, just for our niece and nephew.
那我记得在当我们归主之前的前一年我记得我大概是花了$2,000在买这些礼物给这些侄子或侄女。
So when I came to Treaty Church.
当我来到信了耶稣之后
，and then we learn more about the truth about Christmas.
那我们学习到关于这个耶诞节的一些道理。
Then I feel like wow, it's pretty good.
那我就觉得事实上这些道理很好。
Because I myself don't need to be burdened with Christmas, and at the same time you'll be able to glorify the name of God.
那因为你觉得你不会因为耶诞节而感到有负担呢？另一方面，你可以荣耀神的名。
If you think about Christmas.
如果你仔细想想这个耶诞节 这个耶诞节是怎么开始的
？You can see, let's go to Encyclopedia Britannica.
那我们来看一下这个百科全书里面怎么说。
Because this is encyclopedia, they just state the facts. They don't, they're not biased in any way at all.
因为这是一个百科全书，所以他们只是将事实陈述，那并不有偏见。
For example, say Christmas, i.e. the Mass of Christ.
那比如说他这里谈到这个耶诞节。就是这个耶稣的弥撒。
We know when we go to the Catholic Church, they don't call it a sermon; they call it a mass.
那我们知道，在这个天主教会，他们并不叫做崇拜聚会，他们叫弥撒。
So that's why when they bring this Christmas into practice in religion, they call, of course, Christ, right? It's Christ and Mass, so the Mass of Christ.
所以当他们将这个在放在宗教里面就变成耶稣基督的弥撒。
And say Christmas is not among the earliest festival of the church. It was not instituted by Christ or the apostle or by Bible authority. It was picked up afterward from paganism.
这里提到就是说耶诞节事实上并不是早期教会的节日它也不是耶稣基督所创立，也不是使徒所创立，那也不是教会所设立的，而是当初的这个异教徒所设立的。
You can see that we know for sure that Christmas did not derive from the apostle or from Jesus or from the Bible itself.
所以从这里我们很清楚的可以看得出来，耶诞节并不是从耶稣基督、使徒或者是圣经的记载而来。
It's from paganism, people who worship idols.
而是从这些异教徒那些敬拜偶像的人而来。
And also let's go to the Catholic Encyclopedia.
那我们再来看这个天主教的百科全书。
Because the Catholic Church are the one that enforce the most about Christmas.
因为天主教他们是最遵循耶诞节的。
But if we look at the end of the encyclopedia,
如果看他们的百科全书。
This is the encyclopedia published by the church.
这个是他们的教会所刊登的百科全书。
So under the caption Christmas, they write Christmas was not among the earliest festival of the church.
所以在这个耶诞节下面他们写着耶诞节并不是早期教会的节日。
The first evidence of the feast is from Egypt.
那这个最先有这样子的一个庆祝的活动是从埃及而来。
Pagan custom centering around the January calends gravitate to Christmas.
这里提到就是当时异教的习俗他们在元月的时候聚集。
And go to this, I can't pronounce it right, but this is the German encyclopedia.
那我们要看另外一本这个百科全书，从这个德国来的。
The reason I took out this German encyclopedia because if you study theology, most of the important doctrine of theology derive from Germany.
那如果说我们查考，我们查考神学的话，我们可以发现，很多神学的理论都是从德国这边而来的。
So under Christmas, how much the date of the festival depend upon the pagan Brumalia?
那这里提到就是说，这个节日的日期是根据这些这个异教而来。
And that is December 25th.
就是十二月二十五。
And following the Saturnalia, December 17 to 24.
那接着有这样子的一段大概从十二月十七到二十四号的节日。
And this is to celebrate the shortest day of the year and the new sun.
这个节日是为了要庆祝这个一年中最短的一天还有这个新的一个太阳的出来。
So that's why we must be very clear about Christmas.
所以我们对耶诞节要有一个很清楚的观念。
The origin of Christmas is from paganism.
耶诞节是由异教徒而来。
And on the 25th, this is to worship the sun god.
在二十五号，事实上是当初的异教徒他们敬拜太阳神。
Because we know from December 17 to 24, this is the beginning of the shortest day of the year.
就天文学来讲，从十二月十七号到二十四号是白天日子最短的。
Then December 25th, it begins again the start, the longest, no, start the day become longer.
从十月二十五号开始，白天又逐渐的变长。
Which they celebrate the new sun, the god of the new sun.
所以他们就开始庆祝这个新太阳神的日子。
So we know it has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus.
所以和耶稣的诞生是一点关系都没有。
Even if it has something to do with the birth of Jesus.
即使说和耶稣基督扯上的诞生
扯上一点关系。Jesus never tells us to celebrate his birth.
但是圣经上从来没有告诉我们要庆祝耶稣基督诞生。
Because when we celebrate his birth, we limit him to only a human being.
如果说我们庆祝耶稣基督的诞生，就将它局限在为人的这方面。
He is the first and he is the last.
因为耶稣基督是起初也是末了。
He has no mother, has no father.
他事实上没有父亲也没有母亲。
Because he's not only human, but also he is God.
因为他不但是人，他也是有神性。
But even we celebrate December 25th, December 25th actually is the day of the sun god.
事实上十月二十号甚至还是这个太阳神的节日。
So that's why let's see what the Bible says about Christmas.
我们也可以来看圣经上怎么讲这个耶诞节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 10.
我们看这个耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10。
耶利米书第十章。
Chapter 10 verse 1 to verse 4。
耶利米书第十章第一节到第四节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 1 to verse 4。
耶利米书第十章第一节到第四节。
When I read these words before, I was amazed by, you know, how wonderful God is.
当我读到这段经节的时候，我总是天上的真神是如此的奇妙。
And we read these verses, please listen carefully.
当我们读这段经节的时候，我们要仔细的来思考。
And try to see how it relates to Christmas.
我们来仔细想想这个和耶诞节有什么关系。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
第十章第一节。
Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word which the Lord speak to you, O house of Israel. Verse 2.Thus saith the Lord, do not learn the word of the Gentile, do not be dismayed at the sign of heaven, for the Gentile dismay at them. Verse 3.
第三节。
For the custom of the people are futile, for one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. Verse 4.
第四节。
They decorate with silver and gold, they fasten it with nails and hammer, so they will not tumble. Verse 5.
第五节。
They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak, they must be carried, because they cannot by themselves. Do not be afraid of them.For they cannot do evil, nor can they do anything good. So we can see in these six, in these five verses, it's talking about the celebration of paganism.
所以在这里的这五节提到异教徒的庆祝。
And we can see that during this time, God tell the chosen people do not follow their custom.
在这里神告诉他的选民说不要遵循他们的行为。
Because their custom in verse 3, one cut a tree from the forest.
也不要跟随他们的风俗，因为他们在树林中用斧子砍一根树。
The work of the hands of the workmen with an axe.
用匠人的手工造成偶像。
Of course, maybe in the West Coast, or maybe in California, for example, when we want to put a Christmas tree in a house, most of the time just go and buy it.
也许在我们加州这里，倒不如我们去这个买耶诞树，是到外面直接用买的。
But a lot of people in New England, when they want to, you know, get a perfect Christmas tree, They would just drive up to Maine and New Hampshire and go find a tree and they just cut it down and put it on the car and bring it back to the house.
但是在东部很多人为了找一棵好的椰蛋树他们会开到树林里面用斧头砍一棵树。
And then verse 4 said they decorate with silver and gold.
第四节他们说用金银装饰。
You can see, that's why we can see how, why we decorate Christmas tree nowadays.
那我们就可以看到为什么今天我们来装饰椰蛋树。
Of course, we don't decorate with, you know, with real silver or gold, but we decorate with the fake silver and gold strings, right? We usually do.
当然我们不是用真的金银来装饰，但是我们用那些假金假银的装饰品来装饰。
You can see even back then, God already warned us about this kind of custom.
所以我们可以看到，即使在那么久以前。 神已经对我们像这样子的风俗来做警告。
So back then they used to worship this tree.
所以在那个时候，人们已经有这样子敬拜这棵树的习惯。
They used to make it as an idol for them to worship in their house.
他们用这样子来做成一个偶像，让他们
So that's why we think about Christmas.
所以我们基督徒当想到耶诞节的时候，
We really have to be careful not to celebrate it.
我们必须要非常小心，不要去追随。
Of course, but in a way, nobody can stop us.
当然，事实上没有人可以阻止我们。If
you celebrate Christmas at home, this and that, then you know that is your choice.
如果你在家里庆祝耶诞节，那是你的选择。But
the most important thing is, what do we want to do to be able to glorify the name of God?
但是更重要的是，我们要做些什么事才可以来荣耀神的名？Because
this is our lives.
因为这是我们自己的生命。What
we want to do is to glorify our Heavenly Father.
我们所要做的是要能够来荣耀神的名。Anything
that we think is not pleasing to Him, we should not do.
任何不能蒙神喜悦的，我们都不应该做。So
was Jesus born on December 25th?
那到底耶稣基督是不是在12月25号生的呢？
Let's go to Luke chapter 2 verse 8.
那我们来看路加福音第二章第八节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 8.
路加福音第二章第八节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 8.
路加福音第二章第八节。
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Verse 9.
第九节。
And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Verse 10.
第十节。
Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I will bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Verse 11.
十一节。
For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Verse 12.
十二节。
And this will be the sign to you, you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. So we can see that during this time is the time when our Lord Jesus Christ was born.
我们看到这里记载当耶稣基督诞生的一个情况。
And we know for sure that when Jesus was born, he was shepherd in the country, keeping living out in the field and keeping watch over the flocks by night.
在这里谈到说，在当时伯利恒之野地有牧羊人夜间按着根刺看守羊群。
But actually, if this date is December 25th,
如果这个日期是12月25号的话，
all around December,
那在整个12月的时候，
the shepherd would never be able to go out and live outside, camp outside, and also taking care of their sheep.
在12月的时候，牧羊人是没有办法在外面按着根刺来看守羊群的。
Because it's too cold.
因为太冷了。
Because the time is a rainy season and also it's a winter for them.
在那个时候是他们的冬季，也是他们的雨季。
So we know for sure, actually, Christ's birthday is nowhere in December.
所以我们可以知道，耶稣基督的生日绝对不会是在 12月。
Let's take the book of Ezra.
我们再来看以斯拉记。
Chapter 10, verse 13.
以斯拉记第10章13节。
Ezra chapter 10 verse 13.
以斯拉记第10章13节。
Verse 13.
十三节。
But there are many people in the season of heavy rain, and they are not able to stand outside, nor is this work of one who draws for 2 days. For there are many of us who have transgressed in this matter. So we can see in verse 13 it says, Ezra say that there was such heavy rain that outside that people could not stand.
在这里以斯拉提到说，在外面是有下这么大的雨，人们没有办法抵挡。
So can you imagine if the shepherd is out there during this winter season to live outside in the cold and take care of the sheep by night? This is impossible.
所以我们可以想象，在那个时候，如果牧羊人在这个时候还要在外面按着根刺来看守羊群，是不可能的。
So that's why we know that our Lord Jesus Christ was not born around December.
所以我们知道，在那个绝对耶稣基督绝对不会是在十二月的时候生。
And maybe some of us ask a question about all, you know, what about during the holiday seasons?
也许有人会问说，那关于这些节日的时候呢
？And for Christmas season, what should we know? What can we do? And what can we cannot do?
究竟在这个耶诞节的时候，我们什么可以做，什么不可以做
？I remember one time because Ha, she loved the white lights. Right. The Christmas light, the white lights, Christmas lights.
那我记得我的妻子 Ha, 她以前是很喜欢这个耶诞节的灯饰。
So we went boss and has asked me, can we put white lights on around our house?
在那个时候他就问我说在耶诞节的时候我们可不可以用这个耶诞节的灯饰来装饰我们的家
I told you, yeah, it's not a problem, you can do it in June or July. I said, it's not a problem, you can put it on June or July.
那我跟他讲说哦没有关系你可以在这个六七月的时候用这个灯饰来装饰。
It's like June and July, if I do that, people think I'm crazy.
如果在六七月弄的话人们会觉得我是疯了。
Yes, of course, it's true, right? Because nobody put their lights on June, July, unless you are really lazy, you put on the, like, this holiday season, you just leave it on for the whole year, right?
除非是你很懒惰，你在耶诞节装了这些灯饰之后，你到六七月还没有把它们取下来。
Because the light itself is nothing.
因为这个灯不算什么。
But if you put this light during this Christmas time, then people will, you know...think that you're celebrating this, you know, the birthday of Jesus.
如果说你在这个时候用灯饰来装饰的话，人们会觉得你是在庆祝耶诞节。
If you think about it, the whole world, actually, almost every country they celebrate Christmas.
如果你想想看，这个整个世界甚至整个国家，大部分人都庆祝耶诞节。
Even some country do not know Jesus.
即使在那一些甚至不认识耶稣基督的国家。
Okay, Christmas, even if we think truly to celebrate Christ's birthday, actually, we're not celebrating Christ's birthday.
如果说这样子来看的话，耶诞节不是真正在庆祝耶稣的诞生。
But for example, yesterday we went to Costco.
就好像昨天我们去这个 Costco.
And Ha, she want to buy some cookies and stuff, you know, for lunch today.
Ha, 她想要买一些这个饼干，所以可以在中午午餐的时候大家吃。
She bought like variety of different cookies, right, in the tray.
所以他就买了一整盘，里面有不一样的饼干。
But I look and say, there's some Christmas tree with decoration on it, right? The cookie.
那我就看了一眼，说，哎，这有些饼干是用这个耶诞树的形状，上面还有一些装饰。
And I ask her, do you have to really buy this tray of cookies?
就那时候，你一定要买这一盘饼干吗
？And she's like, there's nothing else to buy. They just come with, you know, a couple of trees, you know, with all the cookies.
然后他就跟我说，只有这个饼干比较好，那它只是里面有一些长得像耶诞树的饼干。
I mean, you can judge for yourself, right?
那你自己可以做判断。
Of course, the cookie within itself is nothing.
当然这个饼干是没什么。
But we want to make sure that we do everything to our best ability, not to allow people to think that we celebrate Christmas.
但是我们要以尽我们最大的能力，不要让人们有那种误觉，我们是在庆祝耶诞节。
And why did the wise man give gifts?
那为什么这个聪明人会送人家礼物呢
？Let's go to the book of Matthew.
我们看马太福音。
The book of Matthew.
马太福音。
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2.
马太福音第二章第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一节跟第二节。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. Verse 2.
第二节。
Saying, where is he who was born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. So we can see in these two verses, this is the reason why the wise men cameto give gift to Jesus.
这里提到几个东方的博士，那也解释为什么说那些东方的博士送礼物给耶稣基督。
Because they're at the time to say, where is he who is born king of the Jews?
在这里他们说到，那这个东方的犹太王是诞生在哪里呢
？For they go for the purpose to worship him.
那他们的目的是要去敬拜他。
So they're at the time when they give gifts to Jesus.Mary or Joseph or Jesus did not give them gift back, right?
在那个时候，当他们把礼物给耶稣基督，那耶稣基督的父母玛利亚和约瑟并没有回礼给他们。
We know the culture in that time.
我们知道在那个时候的文化。
If you go in front of a king or someone that's very important, you cannot go empty-handed.
如果说你去拜见一个国王，你不能空手而去。
Just like in the East, if you know, in like in China and things like that, if you go in front of a king, you must bring something for him.
就好像在亚洲的文化也是一样，如果你去拜见国王，你一定要带一些礼物。
So that's why they brought the myrrh and frankincense and incense and gave to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们带了一些乳香、没药当做礼物来给耶稣基督。
And this to acknowledge that he is the King of the Jews.
就是承认他是犹大之王。
And why nowadays we exchange gifts and things like that?
那为什么今天我们会演变成互相交换礼物呢？
Because if you look at the truth about Christmas,
如果你看看这个耶诞节的真相的话，
if you be able to go on a computer and surf the internet, really go and search under the truth about Christmas, there's many things, and most of them are concerning worship and idols.
那你可以看到如果你在网络上搜寻的话，那发现这个节日很多都是和这个偶像的敬拜有关的。
The reason they give gift because back then, when they have some kind of sexual orgy, right, sexual celebration.
他们给礼物的时候是因为当初这些不好风俗的一个敬拜方式。
Couple used to exchange, right, their spouse with one another.
他们甚至有时候互相交换配偶。
And this is very evil.
这是很罪恶的行为。
It is very abomination in the eyes of God.
那这个是在神眼中看来非常罪恶的事。
Because as they worship idols of time, this is a celebration they would have.
因为在那个时候他们拜偶像有这样子的不好的习俗。
They would change spouses actually just to fulfill the sexual pleasure.
他们互相交换配偶只是为了满足他们的欲望。
For us, we should not have any part with this at all.
所以我们不可以和这样子的行为有任何的连结。
So this is just a short summary of the truth about Christmas.
那这个是关于这个耶诞节的一个道理。
Actually, we as a chosen people of God, we have many weaknesses already.
事实上，我们作为神的选民，我们还有很多的软弱。
And focus overcome the weaknesses that we have.
我们要集中在设法克服这些软弱。
But concerning holiday, just like Christmas, actually, it's so easy for us just not to be part of it.
那提到耶诞节，也许对我们来讲还是很简单的，不要去遵循它。
Because we want to please God.
因为我们为了要能够取神喜悦。
We want to be blameless in front of God.
我们要在神的面前圣洁无瑕疵。
So we can help it to not have any part at all with the Christmas celebration.
所以我们必须要和耶诞节的庆祝没有任何的连结。
Because if we did look deep down underneath at the origin of this Christmas, actually, is all things that relating to idol worship and the abomination to God.
那如果说你仔细看这个节日的由来，很多都是和这个偶像的敬拜有关。那这是神所憎恶的事情。
And this time also.Want to talk about the truth about Chinese New Year?
那我们要来谈一下关于这个中国新年的道理。
Because usually when I talk to the younger generation,
那我对这个年轻的一代讲话的时候
，they always complain, say, why do some members can celebrate Chinese New Year and they say we cannot celebrate Christmas?
为什么有一些教会的弟兄姐妹可以庆祝中国新年，但是我们却不能庆祝耶诞节
？And they say Chinese New Year actually is as bad as Christmas.
他们就说这个事实上中国新年也和这个耶诞节一样。
Then I took the opportunity to do some research on it.
那我也利用这个机会来做一些研究。
And actually they are right.
事实上这个是对的。
Of course, even though this information that I get from the internet and share with you is only a very small portion for the whole, from the whole thing.
那这里我从网络上搜寻到的一些资料只是这么很多的一个小部分。
So let me ask you guys a question.
首先我现在问大家一个
问题。So why do we celebrate why do we celebrate Chinese New Year?
为什么我们庆祝中国新年呢？
Anybody know the reason why?
有没有人知道为什么？
Of course, it doesn't mean that you celebrate, but why do people celebrate Chinese New Year?
为什么中国人要庆祝中国的新年？
Sister Catherine, why? So to be thankful and also to remember your ancestor.
所以就是要怀一个感恩的心，然后要纪念我们的祖先。
Cool, Mama, why do we celebrate? Why do people celebrate Chinese New Year? We should translate.
为什么中国人庆祝新年？ Monaco say a lot of idol worshipping during the Chinese New Year, especially from January 1st, you know, all the way to January 15th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of idol worshipping activity.
Right.
Yeah, we can, yeah, I mean, I will go through with you why Chinese New Year we should not celebrate it, right?
那我们可以一起来看看为什么我们不遵循中国的新年。
So, but what is the origin of Chinese New Year? Nobody knows. What is the origin of Chinese New Year?
有没有人知道中国的新年是怎么来的呢？
Yes.
According to the late legend, they say there's a year, a month called year. Right? So,
by the end of last year,
people come
out and people go outside. So people, you know, stay home. They don't want to go out. And the next day, you know, everybody says, "Oh, you're still alive." So come and join me. Everybody. Okay. Translate. Some legends say. Okay. So Amos and Anita say there's a legend talking about there's a monster called Ear. And
you're gonna do in Chinese, right?
Emma跟Anita姐妹说，过去有一个这个怪兽，她的名字叫年，在这个一年结束的时候，她就会出来吃人。那大家都躲在家里不敢出来。那如果隔一天，大家彼此看到都还没有被这个年兽吃掉的话，就会互相出来恭喜这样子。 Sister Lydia say, nowadays in mainland China, the youth no longer really celebrate Lunar New Year as based on the legend we just talked about. They just think this is the beginning of the spring, so they call spring holiday instead. Mm-hmm. And she also talking about 15th, and it's a full moon, and it's represented, you know, a fullness. So it's a opportunity that family gather together and celebrate. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Of course, every holiday we think about, it's always some kind of positive, warm, some kind of side to it, right?
那事实上每一个节日我们所能想象的都是有正面的，也有反面的。
But let's go to this Chinese New Year.
我们先来看这个中国的新年。
This is the myth, right, about Chinese New Year.
那这是关于中国新年的一个神秘的地方。
Just like Amos said.
就好像 Amos 所说的。
So according to the tales and legend, the beginning of Chinese New Year started with the fight against the mythical beast called the Nian, which is year in Chinese.
那根据这个传说，还有就是过去。 在新年的时候，就是在年尾的时候，人们要和这个年兽来对抗。
So Nian would come out on the first day of the year to devour livestock, crops, and even villages, especially children.
这个年兽在这个新年的第一天，他们会出来把这个牲畜啊、农作物啊，那甚至小孩啊，吞吃了。
To protect themselves, the villagers would put food in front of their doors at the beginning of every year and believe that after the Nian ate the food they prepared, it would attack. We would not attack any more people.
为了要保护他们自己，所以他们就将事先准备好的食物摆在家门口。那他们就相信，这个年兽吃了这些食物之后，就不会来伤害他们。
And they say, once people saw Nian was scared away by Lu Chai wearing red,
right?
Then they understood that the Nian was afraid of color red. So every time when New Year was about to come, the villagers would hang red lanterns and spring scrolls on windows and doors.
所以每次当这个年兽要来的时候，那这些村里的人就会将这个红色的条子，还有春联，这样放在这个门还有窗户上面。
Then people also used firecracker to frighten the Nian, and from then on, the Nian never came to the village again.
那人们也用这个鞭炮。 来吓走这个年兽，那从此以后，这个年兽就不再来了。
So we can, if we go back, this is the origin why, right? Asian people. It's not only Chinese, right? Vietnamese also celebrate. Some Southeast Asian country also celebrate Chinese New Year.
那我们知道，那不只是中国，那甚至在东南亚很多国家，他们也庆祝中国新年。And
the origin of the celebration because of this beast, right? Called Nian, which is here.
那庆祝的原因就是根据这个传说，以前有这个年兽这样的东西。
And we know these are actually origin from superstition.
事实上这个是没有事实的传说而已。
And we know that's why every New Year we always pass out red envelope this and that.
甚至在过年的时候，我们也都发红包。
But for us, we should not have any kind of part with this.
但是我们不应该和这些有任何的关联。
Why do we feel that the right package, right, that is not according to God's will?
那为什么我们觉得红包不是根据神的意思呢？
Because the red package, traditionally red envelopes are red package, right? Cantonese, I know, Lai Si or Lai Si, one of those.
那这个我们知道红包，有这个广东话，就是这种利是。
Right. And Mandarin is hongbao, right?
然后国语就是红包。
So I pass out during the Chinese New Year celebration.
在这个新年庆祝的时候都会发红包。
And usually for married couples or elderly to unmarried juniors.
那通常是这个结婚的一些比较长辈，那给这些没有结婚的比较年轻的。
It is common for adults to give red packets to children.
那这个大人给小孩红包是很平常的。
And then red packets are also known as
压岁钱，压岁钱。
Which was involved from the literally the money used to suppress or put down the evil spirit, right?
用这个钱来驱邪。
I mean, the reason this is going to lead more to Cantonese, right? Your Taiwanese sometimes is a little bit different from all this.
Yeah.
Because the origin is actually from mainland China, right? So this means if we give red envelopes during New Year time.
就是说如果你在过年的时候给红包,
because we are superstitious, believing that this red envelope be able to suppress by evil spirit.
那我们相信这个红包可以压制这个邪恶的灵。
And because of this, we should not do it.
因为这样子我们不应该这样做。
Because the envelope itself is nothing.
因为红包本身没有什么。
Why do we think this envelope can do anything to evil spirit?
那为什么我们相信红包可以有这个制服邪灵的功效呢？
And also, red pack also contain money.
那这个红包里面当然是有钱。
Usually vary from couple of dollars to several hundred.
那有时候几块钱到几百块。
I think you guys ever receive any $100? Probably not, right? Only like... You got $1,000? Wow. On Taiwanese money? Taiwan money? Okay. The amount of money in red pack should be of even numbers.
那有时候我们也要注意，这个红包里面大部分都是偶数。
And as odd numbers are associated with cash given during funerals, right?
那奇数通常是这个上礼给的礼金。
No, 白金, what's that? Yeah. Since the number four is considered bad luck.
那就好像四是不吉祥的数字。
So because the word for four is a homophone for death.
那因为四听起来跟死的音很像。
Is that right, Sister Catherine? Yeah, that's right, right? Yeah.
No, because they don't want even numbers. It doesn't have to be.
So even the money in the right package already is not, you know, is we should not do it.
事实上这个包钱的行为我们不应该做。
So we put even number, odd number, this actually we are very superstitious.
如果说我们 局限在这些奇数, 偶数, 那我们就相当的迷信了。
Of course, the word for whatever, even though it means death or hell, doesn't, I mean, even though it sounds like death or hell, but to us it doesn't matter.
其实说这个事跟死的谐音很像, 但是对我们来讲, 这并没有关系。
So even the money in envelope add up to four doesn't mean, you know, something bad happened to us.
其实说红包里面的钱, 加起来变四, 那也不是说我们觉得,
however, the number eight is considered lucky.
就好像有人相信说八, 就代表着幸运。
For it sounds like wealth, right?
因为就很像发。
Is that right? 发, okay. And eight is commonly found in the red envelopes.
那所以很多人就喜欢包这个数字。
You can see every reason why we should not celebrate Chinese New Year. There's so many reasons why.
所以我们可以看到这里有很多的迷信在里面，所以我们不应该庆祝。
And look at fireworks.
就好像鞭炮。
Of course, in olden days, they used to have bamboo stems filled with gunpowder.
在那个以前比较早的时候，他们是用竹子 塞了一些火药。
And of course, it would cause explosion.
那会有一些小的爆炸。
And the reason they use firecrackers nowadays, actually just like in olden days, is to scare, right, evil spirit away.
他们主要的目的是要将这个 邪灵吓走。
So it's also superstitious.
那再一次这些都是迷信的传说。
We should have no part with this.
那我们不应该和这个有任何的连结。
And also let's go with clothing.
再来谈到衣服上面。
Clothing mainly featuring the color red is commonly worn throughout the Chinese New Year because it's believed that the red will scare away evil spirit and bad fortune.
那我们知道在过年的时候大部分人都很喜欢穿红色因为相信红色可以带来可以把这个邪灵吓跑而且把这个坏运赶走。
But for us, actually, we should not believe in this kind of superstition.
但是我们不应该相信像这种的迷信。
And let's go to flowers.
那我们再谈到花。
So what kind of flowers do people usually buy during New Year, Chinese New Year?
在新年的时候通常人们会买什么样的花呢?
Anybody know? Like what kind of flowers do in Chinese New Year? What is it? So that's good. If you guys don't know, this means you don't buy it during New Year. It's good.
So we don't know, that means we probably don't follow.
See, because some flowers actually is also because of superstition, they buy for the New Year.
那事实上在过年的时候有些人因为迷信会买
For example, peach blossom 就好像这个桃花 symbolize luck
就代表着好运气
And kumquat symbolize prosperity This
金桔就代表这个好发财，你 notice 富有
So you notice in San Jose, right, they have two kumquat plants in front of it, right?
Oh, that's right.
And of course, some members have this kind of concern, hey, why do we put this kumquat thing? Because, you know, is it because you want prosperity, right? That's why you put it there, right?
那有些信徒就说啊，为什么要摆这个金桔？是不是是象征教会也要变富有这样子
？I don't want to go into it, but that's what, so narcissus. I can't even spell this. I don't know exactly what it is. Right?
水仙也是代表着这个发财富有的意思。
Oh. Just blossom on New Year's Day, not before.
Oh.
Some of them, you know, they treat it and they die on New Year's Day. That means the whole year. You know,
oh, that's really cool.
Right.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. 所以那个雷妈妈说，所以新年有些人买花就很忌讳，比如说这个不能在这个过年之前就已经大开了，一定要等到过年那一天才大开，要是过年那一天它就谢了。 那可能今年一整年这个运气都很不好了，yeah.
And the next one is chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum.
那这菊花，这代表了长寿的意思。
And this symbolizes longevity.
代表了长寿。
Of course, the tea tastes really good, right?
当然菊花茶很好喝。
But also the bamboo is a plant used for any time of the year, so the bamboo plant is everywhere all the time, right?
中国人也很喜欢竹子。
And then sunflower to have good year.
那这个向日葵是有一个很好的一年。
So I have to go a little bit quicker. I just want you really to understand, do not have part in this kind of celebration.
所以只是要大家知道这些迷信，那我们不应该跟随。
If you really want more information, I can send it to you. It's like, it's so much information on it.
还有很多关于过年的这些传说跟迷信。
Let's go to superstition, good luck superstitions.
那我们再来谈谈关于这个要求好运的这个迷信。
And opening windows or doors is considered to bring the good luck of the new year.
就好像有些人相信在新年的时候将这个门打开。 就是迎接这个好运的来到。
Why is that? Why is that? Actually, they say because to bring a new year, actually, things will come into the house, right? Fortune, whatever will come into the house.
所以在新年的时候要开门将这个好运迎接进来。
But make sure that if, I mean not make sure, but they believe that if you buy a house, but the front door and the back door is, you know, straight, then it's better not open the door, right? Because we'll go from the front door now to the back door.
Actually,
I know some members.
那我知道我们有些信徒。
Because the parents, actually, the children bought the house, and of course the house, the front door and the back door, right? It's like, what is it? It's directly toward one another, right?
那他们这个前门后门是正对着的。
So the parents spent like $15,000 just to block the back door, make sure, you know, and that's, we should not be doing the things like that.
那为了迷信，他们甚至还花了这个5万块将这个后门封起来，另外开一个。
Switching on the lights for the night is considered good luck to scare away ghosts and spirit of misfortune that may compromise the luck and fortune of the new year.
那在晚上将灯打开，也就代表着好运，那可以将这个鬼魔吓走。那在这个新的一年会有好的运气。
And also sweet eating to ensure consume a sweet year.
那吃甜的东西就代表一年之内一年也都会甜甜蜜蜜。
And also it's important to have a house completely clean from top to bottom from New Year Day for good luck in the coming year.
那通常在过年的时候，他们也相信，要将房子做一个大扫除，所以才会有好，一年才会有好的运气。
So I think most of us, I think we notice this. Actually, during New Year, everybody clean their house. Even in, the New Year, like American New Year, right, they also do the same.
那事实上，很多人在过新年的之前都会做大扫除。
And some believe that whatever happened on the first day of the New Year reflect the rest of the year to come. Asians will often gamble at the beginning of the year, hoping to get luck and prosperity.
那有些人还相信，新年的第一天所遇到的，就会代表他们今年的运势。所以很多东方人都喜欢在这个新年的时候来赌博，来碰碰运气。
So this should be good, right? If they go gamble during the beginning of the new year and they lose, it means they shouldn't gamble the rest of the year, right? Because they're going to lose everything, right?
那如果我们朝另外一方面想，也许当他们在新年第一天去赌博输的话，那他们之后整年应该都不可以赌博。
And wearing a new pair of slippers that is bought before the new year because it means to step on the people who gossip about you.
那你可以买一双新的鞋子，在过年之前买一双新的鞋子，那穿上去，那可以代表你可以踩在那些说你坏话的人的头上。
Many of you never heard this one before, right?
也许很多人没有听过这一个。
Actually, there's many superstitions. I just list some of them.
事实上有很多这个不同的迷信。
The night before the New Year, bath yourself with pomelo leaves, and some say that you will be healthy for the rest of the New Year.
那也有传说说，在这个新年之前，用这个植物的叶子洗澡，那你才给今年都会有很健康的身体。
And let's go to the bad luck one.
那还有一些关于这个坏运的。 迷信.
Buying a pair of shoes is considered bad luck among some Chinese.
那如果说你在过年买鞋子的话，就代表着这个运气不，或者代表坏运。
The word shoe is a homophone for the word rough in Cantonese or evil in Mandarin. Is that right?
Like side.
Yeah.
那在广东话里面，这个鞋子和这个
叹气，
哦，叹气这个音很像呀。
Yeah. What about Mandarin? What is it? Then? Okay.
Yeah.
Just say, right? Just like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. 在广东话里面，这个鞋子就好像叹气一样。
Okay. And getting a haircut in the first lunar month put a curse on maternal uncles.
那如果说你在新年的时候就去剪头发的话，就是对这个母舅的一种咒诅。
So therefore, people get a haircut before New Year's Eve.
所以通常人们都会在新年之前去剪头发。
And also, washing your hair is also considered to be washing away one's luck, although modern hygienic concern take precedence over this tradition.
也有传说说，如果洗头的话，就会把好运洗掉。那当然，就这个清洁的观念来讲，这个是不好的。
So what happened? You have no hair. What are you going to do?
没有头发的人就没有这种烦恼。
Sweeping the floor is usually forbidden on the first day.
那通常扫地在新年的第一天，是不允许的。
As it will sweep away the good fortune and luck from the new year.
那就会将今年的好运都扫掉。
So what I'm trying to get across to you with all this superstition thingy.
那我只是将这些迷信的观念再次的来提醒大家。
Actually, that we should not celebrate Chinese New Year.
所以我们不应该来庆祝中国的新年。
Because everything that evolved.And Chinese New Year actually have to do with superstition, idol worshiping, and all these kind of things.
那因为很多关于中国新年的庆祝啊，都和这个偶像的敬拜有关。
And talking about death is inappropriate for the first days of Chinese New Year, as it considered an auspices as well, right?
那通就好像在新年的时候，人们不喜欢谈死这个字，因为这是很不吉利的。
I remember when I went over Ha's aunt, Ha's aunt's house for New Year celebration.
那有一次我记得我到这个哈的阿姨家里来庆祝新年。
Of course, for us, we didn't know anything, this superstition thingy.
当然我们不知道有关于这些迷信的一些观念。
Because they live in a townhouse, it's like 3-story high.
那他们住在这个大概是三层楼的这个房子里。
And we were telling them that you should buy, one of those window ladder, right? Just in case of fire, you can put out the window, you escape from it, because you cannot escape.From the stairs, if there's fire on the bottom.
那我们就想说，哎呀，其实你应该买这种可以挂在窗户的楼梯，那作为紧急火灾的时候的逃生梯啊，因为火灾的时候你没有办法走一般的楼梯逃走。
During that time, they didn't talk to us for several months. They were so upset with us.
当然他们觉得很生气，所以之后的几个月都不愿意和我们讲话。
They didn't really understand why, because we just talk about safety, right?
我们那时候没有想那么多，就想说这只是一个安全上的一个观念。
And buying books bad luck because the word for book is home phone for the word lose.
那你买书的话，也是一个不吉利的事情。
Homonym is a homonym for to lose.
因为这个书的音跟这个输掉的这个音也很像。
Okay. Avoid clothing black and white as black is symbol bad luck and white is tradition Chinese funeral color.
那我们也穿衣服的时候也不要穿白色跟黑色，因为这个黑色就是不好的运气。
And same bad language is inappropriate to say during Chinese New Year.
当然这个说不好的话在新年的时候也是不可以的。
And often anything in four as a number pronounced as C can sound like death in Chinese.
那再一次的这个四的这个字很像死，也是很忌讳的。
So really, when you have time, just go on the internet and just read some all the superstition stuff like that about Chinese New Year.
所以我们在这个网络上，我们可以找到很多关于中国新年的迷信的传说。
And the next one, I want to talk about the truth about Valentine's Day.
那接下来我们要很快谈一下关于这个情人节的道理。
Because some people, the reason that Saint Valentine's Day is a word holiday of, is a holiday of love, right?
那很多将情人节当作是一个这个爱的节日。
So in the Bible, state that God is love, so maybe we should celebrate Valentine's Day.
那圣经上告诉我们说神就是爱，也许我们应该来庆祝情人节。
But if we as true Christian, do we really, do we should celebrate Valentine's Day?
那作为一个基督徒啊，我们是不是应该庆祝情人节呢？
Why do people celebrate Valentine's Day? Anybody know?
为什么我们要庆祝情人节？没有人知道。
To get candy. Okay. Anybody else? Why do we celebrate Valentine's Day? Why do people celebrate Valentine's Day? Actually, Valentine's Day is quite evil.
事实上情人节是一个很邪恶的节日。
Even though sometime and it's in February, right? We think that, you know, it's the time of love, isn't that? Actually, when I was reading through it, all the reason, the origin of Valentine's Day, actually is quite evil.
虽然说情人节在二月有人说这个是充满爱的月份，但是这个情人节的由来事实上是很邪恶的。
So even though Valentine sound really harmless,
其实说这个情人节听起来好像没有什么伤害。
But in tradition and custom originate from two of the most sexually perverted pagan festivals.
那事实上它是由来是这个在两个就是关于这个非常这个淫乱的一个邪教的由来。
And this Lupercalia and the feast day of Hunob Februata.
就提到在这个时候这个节日他们所庆祝的时候在二月份。
It's celebrated on February 15, Lupercalia, known as the Festival of Sexual License.
那在2月15号的时候，他们这个就是代表着这个性的一个节日。
It was held by the ancient Romans in honor of Lupercus, god of fertility and husbandry.
就是为了要庆祝这个关于生育的这个掌管生育的神的这个节日。
So what do they do during this time?
在那个时候他们做什么事情呢?
To the Roman February was also sacred to Huno Fabrata.
那在罗马时代二月也是对于这个Huno Lopota的一个节日。
That is the god, the goddess of fever of love.
那就是这个热恋之神的一个节日。
And of women and marriage.
那也是这个女人和婚姻的一个节日。
So on February 14, a ballot, small piece of paper, each one which had the name of teenage girl written on it.
所以在2月14号的时候，他们就会将一小张的纸写着这个年轻女孩的名字。
So boys would then choose one ballot at random.
他们年轻的男孩就会随机的挑一张纸。
Then the boy and the girl whose name was drawn would become a couple, joining in erotic games and feasts and parties celebrated throughout Rome.
那这个被配对的年轻男女就会变成一对，那一起来参加这个节日的庆祝。
And after the festival, they would remain sexual partners for the rest of the year.
那在这个节日之后，他们就成为这个性行为上的伴侣。
And this custom was observed in the Roman Empire for centuries.
那这样子的习俗，在这个罗马时代大概有100年之久。
So that's why for us, actually, all these three holidays, we should not have any part with it at all.
所以这些节日我们都不应该来庆祝。
But rather we want to please God and be blameless in front of Him.
但是我们要追求的是要能够得神喜悦，在他面前能够圣洁无瑕。
Now it's up to you to choose either to please God or do things in the world.
当然是我们自己的选择，要做取神得神喜悦的事情。
Whether you want to celebrate Christmas, Chinese New Year, or Valentine's Day.
所以我们要注意，在庆祝这个耶诞节、中国新年，还有这个情人节这些事情上面。
As I share with you, all these holidays actually relate to idol worship and things that concerning abomination to God.
那我们要特别注意到，那这些节日的庆祝，很多都和敬拜偶像以及神所憎恶的事情有关。So
may God continue to give us the strength to do everything according to His will.
所以求神。 赐给我们力量，让我们能够做他要我们做的事情。
Let's sing him 380.
我们唱赞美诗380首。
380.
380首。